Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Renit Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour doing psychic readings for the listening audience. And you're listening to BBS Radio, the only radio station on the planet. Take my word for it. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Phone calls are toll-free. Can't beat it. If you're new, get your pen and paper out. I'll put those numbers out in a couple of seconds. The music at the beginning of the show is titled Going Within. It was created and written and played by Joe Dex. You can find out more about him at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. And you can listen live there, and you can get the phone numbers for the radio station. Everything is all connected to each other. Bookmark the sites. Learn how to navigate them. Okay, everybody. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free, Canada, 1-888-815-9756. Sorry about that. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. The Canadian number. Caller, how you doing?
Hey, Julia, how are you?
Julia, good. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good, I'm glad you got through. I just want to repeat the Canadian number because
sure.
I fudged it a little. So Canadian toll-free is 1-888-815-9756. Okay, Julie, what part of the world again?
Maryland.
Maryland. I'll remember that forever now. How's the weather there? Getting better?
Yeah, we're actually starting to get some spring weather here.
Nice. Pretty soon we'll see the blooms, huh? The flowers, the trees blooming.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite part of the year, that and fall. The color of the leaves in the fall and the blooms in the spring. Filled with energy. Okay, Julie, you got a question or you just want me to go to what I'm feeling?
Just go to what you're feeling. That's great.
Okay, good. Let's see what we got for you. You know how I read. They're throwing money at me right away, so I don't know if you've been thinking about money or worrying or wondering if I come up with it, but there seems to be issues with finances, an increase, I'm feeling. It's for the better. There is, I keep hearing money is coming to you. It's, and I feel very lucky, too. Don't be afraid to get a scratch off or two. I just feel like between now and, I want to say October, you're in a lucky cycle. So keep that in mind. If you want to put a couple of bucks on a pony.
Okay.
I don't know if you go to the casinos or like the horses, but this is going to be from here till October. It looks good for you financially. Let's see here. And I feel like I'm going to be traveling too soon or going somewhere, a little journey. There's some kind of travel coming up for you. Give me a mixed bag here. I'm also getting relationship too, marriage. I feel like it's you. Things getting better and improving. But it seems like it's through communication too, for some reason. I want to increase the communication in my romantic arena. Just keep that in mind. It might mean something for you. Somewhere down the road, coming up soon. And it seems like the money and the career and the work and the business seems to be mixed in with the union between you and your husband. Is something going on with him? Is he changing anything? Or
Not at this time. I've talked to him recently about possibly relocating and maybe looking at, other job opportunities. So it's just, it's just conversation.
Okay. I really feel like he listened this time.
Okay.
For some reason you got through. I don't, maybe he's in the mood. Is he getting ready to retire? Or is he, maybe he's getting tired of the area too. I feel like he listened this time and he's thinking about it.
Okay, good.
Okay, and I feel like this is mixed in with almost like you kind of planted a seed, and he may be walking around with his ears and his eyes open, maybe, you know, property deals, job market, location. You know, I feel like this is kind of stirring in him now, so I believe you touched the nerve. And I think that's what the warning was, to increase communication in your romantic union. So I believe that's definitely connected. He might even want to take a ride and go look or scope it out, like a weekend vacation, just to see the area or to start looking around even. I wouldn't rule that out either as I go through the year here, the year coming up. This year coming up is very... It's filled with transitions, too, the beginning of transitions and different directions in your life, I'm feeling. And always with you and him doing something together. It's either him or a very good friendship or another family member, but doing something with business with someone very close. I want to start with the hubby, so, for some reason. But just keep that in mind. It could be daughter, it could be a real good friend, but... There is definitely something with you and your own little thing being combined with somebody close to you. So keep that in mind, Julia. I feel like it'll be very successful. I would definitely seek out advice and guidance on anything with it, you know, the details and the things you need to know, behind-the-scenes details. Definite expansion, boy. I can feel it moving. It's just, I always felt relocating with you, and I always knew you were just thinking and wanted, and now I can really feel the rumbling. You're really feeling it, huh? It's more of a presence in your consciousness, I'm feeling. Do you have a particular place picked out, Julia, where you'd like to live? In your own mind?
Not specific. I would like someplace a little warmer climate.
Okay. It's almost like there's a place where I might have family or friends already, or might have been before, and it's stuck with you. I just feel a connection to this place where you may wind up going. It could be a clue on where to look. You know, I feel like I had a connection, or maybe I know somebody. So keep that in mind. And I really want to... put this on hard copy, like write down thoughts about relocating and moving, pluses and benefits and costs and different things like that, you know what I mean? Because I feel like it's going to be important, especially with your husband. And let me see here. Are you going anywhere soon? Traveling next 3 months or so? Vacation plan?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Because I feel like I'm... traveling and visiting people and maybe even sightseeing. Do your husband talking about this? I got a feeling he's going to be talking about this, like go away for a weekend or go see something for a day or two. And I feel like it's connected to thinking about relocating. And visiting. It could be either visiting friends or doing something with friends or a loved one, so keep that in mind. Could be a clue on what it's about. But it just seems like you're a little edgier than I ever really felt you psychically about the future. And it's like it's taking up more of your thoughts and your consciousness. And this is, it's just like I've seen, it's going to increase until you start pushing buttons. So, and it may be, for some reason, I'm feeling it sooner than you thought the universe would allow, almost like maybe you're waiting for something. But for some reason, it seems like I don't really have to wait for that thing, or it could be worked around, or I want to be ready to go the minute it happens type thing. So there's an increase in manifesting on you moving and starting a different life, because I feel like I need a different a change of scenery and atmosphere. Very important for the rest of your journey, we'll call it. I want to pay attention to groups, organizations, churches, anything that we could belong to or are connected to that would give guidance, assistance, or help. Almost like it could even be an organization that deals with relocating or helping people relocate or change their lives the way you're planning on changing your life. Or it could even be a group that you're already connected to and there's people in there thinking about the same thing, or they went through it and know somebody just went through it. I'm just getting advice and guidance and support from a structured energy around you guys. I don't know what this is. It could be a group of friends. It could be, it could even be neighbors. But I just feel it's there and it's kind of, you're kind of connected to it, and guidance and support will come from it. And it could be handy. I believe that's why it's being brought up. I'm just getting connecting the dots. So it's important to, if you know somebody's been through it, listening to what their experiences were, and developing your own plan, you know, accordingly, you know, to the information that you bump into. But any move or transition like this would be successful and very much needed, Julius. So I believe you're going to be fine with it. You're going to see an increase with the manifesting of it. So everything else looks good. I'm feeling good with the health, and the finances are going to be increasing from what I'm feeling. And your plan to escape is right on track.
Good.
Any questions or anything you need cleared up, don't be afraid to ask me.
The only other thing I would ask about is my daughter. She had mentioned briefly possibly wanting to change schools.
Mm.
And then she's kind of waffled on it a little bit, gone back to maybe not, so.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, and I'm feeling the waffle, and I'm feeling the maybe not. So for now, I would leave it alone. I kind of, what I'm hearing is she's going to be glad she waffled. Something changed, and I feel like it's going to benefit her and you and everybody. So I would leave it alone for now.
Okay.
She basically decided to hold on and wait a little while before she talked about relocating, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a thought. It's like, you know, out of the blue, she called and mentioned it, and then
mm-hmm.
Next time I spoke with her, it said, well, I think I'll just, you know, stay or.
Right. Did she meet a guy?
Not that she's mentioned. It's possible since I spoke to her last that she may have, but.
You think that caused the waffle?
I don't know.
I think so.
Possible.
I think there was a lot of waffling going on. But I feel like she's going to be glad she changed her mind, and she already is. And I'm glad she did, because I feel like she wants to coast along on this for a while and stick it out where she is. At least, for at least 10 weeks, but by then school end, right? When's school done?
Is it May, I believe?
May, something like that, right?
Yeah,
so
something.
Yeah, I want to finish this. I feel like she'd be glad she finished it there.
Yeah.
I really do.
I mean, I don't think she would have, like, left in the middle of a year or anything.
No.
I think, you know, it would have been, if she changes, I think she'll do it either at the end of this year or maybe at the end of next year. That way.
That feels good. I feel good with that. But to do anything drastic now, I think would be a mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Yep. And coasting along. I'm hearing spirits say coast along. So that's really, I think, the guidance was right on the money there for you. Okay.
With the move. Here we go back to the move again.
Yeah, sure. For you, anything.
Thanks.
You give us a lot of good material, very profound material, and I like to spread it around the Internet. So.
Thank you.
If anybody's listening, Julia's sends us a lot of the metaphysical and spiritual material that the group puts out, and it's good stuff.
Thank you.
Let's give you a little intro, Julia. What else did you want to know about the move?
I didn't know if maybe a time frame might be firming up a little bit more.
I would. Well, you know, by the end of the year, I would say October. Now, I don't know if you're loading a truck in October, but it's very busy with relocating. And what this means is it's going down. I feel like you've maybe found something, put something down on it, signed some papers, anywhere from that to actually moving in. I want to say around the end of the year, October, November, December, around that area. So it could be anywhere from setting it up and getting ready to actually unpacking. So, okay. But it's a lot closer. I think at one time you were thinking years, but I think it's going to be a lot sooner now.
Okay. Do you feel like north, south, east, west, any?
I'm feeling, when you said Florida, I heard bells ringing, so I usually go with the bells. It could, and if it's not, it's going to be something that you're seeking, either whether you're looking for warmth and water and tropical, is that what you need?
That would be nice.
Yeah, because okay, that's what I'm feeling. I feel like I'm following the sunshine type feeling with this.
Okay.
I was hearing sunshine. I'm not 100% positive, but I was hearing sunshine and beach, and I just felt like I was in that type of environment. It'll get clearer as time goes on, too.
Okay, good.
As you get closer. It could change, and it could be a choice out of one or six places, so it's kind of up in the air.
October is quite a ways away, so there's a lot.
It is. Does that make sense to you? I mean, do you feel it mounting that soon?
I would be fine with that.
Yeah? Or if it can even be pulled off with the hubby's job and career. And is he retiring soon?
He already retired 8 years ago. And
this is his second job after retirement.
So, yeah.
Oh, he's going to what?
This is his second, like, post-retirement job.
Oh, I see. Second, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm retired, but doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working harder now than I ever did.
He's not, looking to retire anytime soon now, but, a change possibly, but not necessarily a retirement.
Yeah, so he's flexible in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, if a good deal came up, that's how I'm feeling. And I feel like you got the juices flowing in him.
Oh, good.
So it's a good feeling with it. More so than ever before.
Oh, good.
I don't know if he likes the idea of the warmth and the beaches or change in scenery, but I got a feeling you got the juices flowing. And then right in the beginning of the reading, I heard more communication and romance. So you must be saying the right things and saying it the right way and use that as your ally. Communication.
Okay.
Yeah. Make them want to do it. Don't force them.
Definitely.
You make it look so good, they got to have more. Always remember Tom Sawyer painting that fence. He had all the kids in town doing it. Remember that. You make them want to do it. They got to have it. So that's the method I would use anyway.
Sounds good. Okay, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And you have a great day.
You too, Julia.
All right.
Blessings to you. Good luck with everything.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, everyone, if you're just joining, you are listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I am Michael Goger, your host, and I'm doing psychic readings for anybody that calls in. Totally free. Twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We got some great shows coming up this week, the 16th. Ms. Jane Hitchcock will be here, president of WOE. We're going to cover her adolescent and children security, internet security, part of her organization and her group. So it's going to be an interesting show. Everybody has a grandchild or a child, and they are born now with keyboards and mouses. So they need to be safe on the internet. That's a don't miss show. We got Lisa Williams coming up May 1st. That's a no-miss show. Don't need to say more on that one. And Shannon Fossey, every first Sunday of every month and last Thursday of every month, Allison Bachman of Visible by Numbers. Great co-hosts. Two of the best co-hosts I could ever ask for. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Vivian.
Vivian? What part of the world?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Welcome to the show, Vivian.
Thank you.
How's my voice sound?
Okay.
Loud and clear?
Yep.
Yeah, good. Yours does too. All right. Sounds great. I got an improvement on the phone line, and I was just trying to improve the quality of the phone, the voice for the radio show. All right, Vivian, let's just jump into your reading. You heard me read before?
Yes, I have.
All right. Any major questions you got floating around your head, or you just want me to spit it out?
About work and about my relationship and children.
Everything. I love it. I love it. You ask, what's your question? And they have a way of putting in five of them.
Yeah.
But it's natural, and it's expected. I want to know everything, too. All right. Vivian, I... overwhelming. Very old soul, Vivian. Interest in metaphysics with you, or you dabble?
That's always an interest, but I haven't really... Hmm. Done anything with it other than kind of study and research it?
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm being told to increase it for some reason because there's some abilities there. And
okay.
I'm really going to the dream life with dreams. And
I have many, many dreams.
Yeah, I believe you would be a fantastic dream interpreter, so maybe that's where you want to focus your energy. Something to think about. I would definitely keep a dream journal. Because I feel like you have a spirit trying to communicate, and they are leaving information for you. So that would come in handy. And it's a great way to meditate on life, see what's coming through your dreams. Now, legal and law enforcement, and I just feel like you got anything going on with the courts or the law and order?
Nothing with the courts. I'm currently a jailer, a sergeant with the jail department.
Okay. Vivian. You're the Vivian,
yeah.
Vivian.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because I was getting law and order. I thought you were either in trouble or a cop. I didn't know if they were slamming the door or opening it. But,
opening it over and over again.
Yeah, I can hear the gate slamming. All right. Currently. Hmm. Now, is there a transition with that coming up? You just had one, or was it?
We let one of the dealers go, so now it's retraining, and of course I have to do the training, and a lot of hours, a lot of rotations.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. A lot of, very active there on the job, transitions. And decision-making, too, I feel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you have some decisions coming up, and it's going to be like, I feel very on edge in a way, uncomfortable, busy, like I'm being pushed to make decisions. I want to watch for that. I feel like it could get old or it could get out of control if I don't remember to take a break or delegate maybe or take care of myself type thing, you know. Has anybody been ill around you?
I was sick for a little bit, but there's other people ill. My husband's ill, of course. My father-in-law's ill, still recovering from his stroke.
Yeah.
So.
Any surgery coming up? Or?
For my father-in-law.
Your father-in-law, okay.
Yeah, they're going to implant a stimulator in his leg to help with his soreness and restless leg syndrome.
Mm.
Maybe help him walk a little bit.
Okay, so
better.
Yeah, I'm feeling that's going to help him. It's going to be successful.
Good.
That'll help him a lot. I am feeling that. Is there a romance too? I feel like there was one that was shaky and back and forth. And
would be with my husband. I mean, we were together off and on 3 years, but we married in October. We're not currently living together, but...
Hmm. Okay, so you got married in October?
Yes.
Okay, and it was shaky and still is shaky, I'm hearing.
Well, because of the distance.
Where it's different, did you separate already, or...?
No, his oldest daughter is a senior, so waiting for her to graduate in May before we live together.
Okay, that's why. Okay, all right. Okay, that's why they're showing me two houses.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you guys were thinking about or back and forth on staying together and splitting, and the distance is hurting you, but...
Yeah.
Sacrifices, you know. Can you withstand the sacrifice? It's a juggling act. It's definitely interfering. I believe you would confirm that or validate that. I don't feel like I have much longer to go. I mean, are we talking months with her graduating? I'm hearing 7 months. I don't know what that means. Or July for some reason. Is this over and done with for her, or is he talking years?
He's talking the end of May when she graduates, but then he's also talking in August because he has two little ones that come out for vacation in July. Mm. And he's talking about staying where he's at until after they come out for vacation and go back, which I don't agree with.
Mm. So that would keep him away until July?
Until August.
Until August, okay. And then it would be over with. He'd be home.
Right.
Okay, that's what I'm feeling. July and August is he's gearing up to come home or you guys come back together. Now, and then there's an improvement because this is really interfering with what's going on in your life with him. I mean, if he's serious about it, he's got to realize I wouldn't go no further than August. I mean, I think even July is the limit. You're going to be like right on your wit's end in July, so.
I understand about his oldest daughter graduating to wait until she graduates, but not to have living together when his two young ones come out for a summer vacation. Why not live together then?
True, true, and I wouldn't recommend it if you were serious about staying together because if he goes past August, I believe you're going to be in a danger zone.
Yeah.
As far as staying together, I think it would be, it wouldn't be good. It just would not be good. But for now, I believe you can make it until July. I feel like the strength will be there as long as he plays ball with you. And I believe, for some reason, I think money will help him come back when you want him to or by July. So for some reason, I feel like some financial things are sorted out or he comes up with something and it helps a little bit. Right now, he's just confused and trying to make everybody happy. So
His parents happy, his children happy.
Yeah.
But then I get left out on that.
You get left
for
out.
For a small part. And my children get left out on that for a small part.
I know. When do we have fun? You know what I mean? When is it? It's always somebody else, isn't it? When you have a family.
Oh, too much responsibilities, yes.
Yeah. I think when you're 72.
72, okay.
Yeah, and they're bringing you to your room. Now you can have fun. But but anyway, he's just trying to do the best he can, and he's confused, so go easy on him. And I feel like by July it's over with anyway, so don't worry.
Okay.
And the kids I'm hearing are going to do fine. There's good things coming to everybody, all the kids involved. I'm feeling like she does well or she gets a job it just feels like he can basically do what you want him to do at that time, you know, and nothing seems to get in the way. So keep that in mind. I'm sorry. It was the White House. I told them they had to wait.
The red phone went off. So.
Yeah. I want to say traveling back. I think it's a traveling back to you after everything settles. I'm just getting some traveling back to you. So it goes well. It goes well. Don't let it get out of control, Vivian. Hang on. You're going to weather the storm, I'm hearing. It's going to come close, but you're going to weather it. Career, you know, what can you say about jail?
I don't know if I want to stay with it or not. I want permanent hours, and there's no set hours. It's rotating, and that's what I just don't like. So I don't get much of free time life because it rotates so much.
I feel like you're close to, you can, like, retire or getting ready to, or does that make sense?
No.
Do you have other offers? Are you actively looking for?
Yes, I'm actively looking. I'm always actively looking.
Okay, because I got a feeling you're not going to stay with corrections.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling you're going to have some interviews coming up here. I'm feeling like I'm being contacted. I want to say within 11 days I'm hearing something. I don't know how soon and how fast you're moving, but within 11 days there's activities with interviews. So you may be getting a steady stream of people replying to your search, so keep that in mind. I feel like you're really going to consider at least one.
Mm-hmm.
At least one of them is going to catch your attention. Whether or not you jump on it, I feel like you come close to it. I don't want to call it just yet, because I don't think you're 100% convinced that you're going to go just yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be picky when you go. I don't think you're going to jump on just anything.
No. And of course, I have to make sure my replacement's trained and all that to obligate it for my own good sometimes.
That's what I'm feeling. So it's going to, I can see you changing jobs, but it's too soon to even worry about. I would research and look and entertain, but I believe you're probably going to at least finish the year anyway. So I just got that feeling. By the time everything is said and done and you find something and you're ready to go and you're feeling good about it, I can almost see you finishing this year.
Mm-hmm.
At least, anyway. So, it's going to get active with replies. You're going to get offers. And I feel like several or at least one is really going to catch your eye. But I think it's just too soon to address this yet. Wait for the replies to come in. Because I'm hearing good news coming. They're waving a letter at me. So you may have some interesting offers. If you do, then we can do this again, and then we'll see how that goes.
Right.
Okay.
How closer it's getting, yes.
What's that?
How closer it will be getting.
To getting the jobs?
Yeah. Life being on even keel.
What do you mean?
Oh, just, everything's fluctuating in my life, so I just want to even it out.
As far as your thoughts go?
Well, they are always funny flow. No, yeah. Just job and family.
Yeah,
always been my focus, was the two balancing.
Right. Sure, that's what I'm being given here. It was all family and job.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. The whole reading was family and job.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really not as chaotic as you letting yourself feel. I feel like you're more focused than you realize, because in your manifesting, I'm seeing a very focused person. And you know you want to leave the job, but you're not going to do it until the situation is perfect.
Right.
You know your husband's coming home, but he can't until he's satisfied with the kids.
Right.
And so you are very focused. It's just that you're allowing yourself to believe that you're not. You know, you know what you got to do and when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So, really, you're doing rather well. You got plans and time frames and this type of a thing. It's just a matter of circumstances catching up.
Yeah.
So, and I just feel like you're the type that wants another job and is ready for another job, but you'll talk about it longer than you actually, you know what I mean?
It has to be right. It has to fit in.
It does, and I feel that, and it's going to be a while for that to happen. But it doesn't mean the interviews and the offers aren't going to be fast or furious or slow. But I feel like it's going to be active with you, and you're going to have some to look at and talk with. So,
okay.
All right. And start that dream journal. A lot of assistance coming from spirit for you there.
Okay.
All right, Vivian.
Uh-huh.
Good luck with everything and with what's going on. For you. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Tell your fellow workers about me.
Oh,
CEOs love me for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, if you're just joining us, I'm Michael Goger. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I am here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. There's lots of info there. I have my services and fees. I am available in private. If you would like to have a private session with me, email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. We are running a MySpace promotional for a free 15-minute private reading with me, Michael Goger. If you are a group member with a MySpace and you put my Yahoo group tag on your MySpace, you go into a pool that we will be picking the winner from. So, and right now there's only about seven people in there. Hi, caller. Hi.
Hi,
hello.
Michael.
Hi.
Can I have a reading, please?
What's that?
Could I have a reading?
Sure. What's your first name?
Catherine.
What is it?
Catherine.
Catherine. Catherine.
Yeah.
Okay. What part of the world are you calling from?
I'm from Ontario.
Ontario?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you could just speak up just a little bit when we... It sounds like you're a little muffled. Maybe you're too close or too far away. You know, just
okay, I'll try and speak louder.
Okay, that's good. You got an accent. It sounds like
yeah,
you're...
Yeah, it's a Scottish accent.
I was going to say, you're Scottish or English or something going on there.
Yep.
I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the Scottish accent.
That's lovely, thanks.
Yeah, I feel like I was in Scotland once in a past life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I look at your photograph, you look like someone from Scotland.
Yes. Can't you see me in my castle?
Yes, I can.
The Baron?
Yeah, and maybe.
And I was good to all my help. I always was good to my help. Okay, Catherine. Thank you for calling the show. What part? Oh, you're in Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. You got any friends or family in Scotland?
Oh, all my family's in Scotland.
Okay, well, tell everybody about us.
Oh,
Michael,
I certainly will. I always, I do, I email the BBS all the time to everybody.
Do you? Good.
Yeah, fantastic. Everyone has it, yeah.
Good, that's what I'm doing. I'm promoting in my own area.
Okay.
You know, nobody around here knows me, but they will. And I ask everybody to do whatever you can for me. Promote me, please, grassroots operation. It doesn't get known.
Will.
It's Americana. Grassroots. Catherine, I am going to... You heard me read before, right, on the radio?
Yes, I have. Often, yes.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going... They're throwing money at me here, and I feel like I'm doing something with my home or property. I don't know if I'm making something bigger or better or I'm buying or selling, but I feel like the money goes to where I'm living or I'm working or, I mean, where I'm living. Are you going to buy or sell? Are you looking to move? Or
No.
Are you
not
fixing?
Yet. Maybe in the future.
Are you fixing anything? I just feel like there's something in the home that's being changed or a transition of some kind.
Oh, there could be a transition. Oh, you know what you may be picking up? There's a sort of court case. And it's about the house, about my house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a court case. About your house.
About my house and my husband's estate. My husband passed away.
Oh, okay.
And that was a year and a half. Next week there's going to be a court case to see who will be trustee to his estate and how the land lies with, you know, who gets the house. Do I keep the house or do I have to half it with my daughter?
Oh, okay. That's what they're telling me. Money and the home. And it's all connected to the home and finances, and it's about you and the people around you. So this is it. I think we hit bingo here.
Oh.
Okay, and your husband passed away?
He passed away about 2 years ago.
Okay.
2006.
Very strong around you, your husband.
Yeah?
Very strong. Was he involved in metaphysics or religion?
No, actually, he was the complete opposite. I am, but he was the opposite.
Oh, and he didn't like it.
Yeah, he didn't like that, no. He didn't understand it.
Oh, and you were the one that was interested in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. He's making fun of what I'm doing.
Oh!
That's what he's doing. He's making fun of me. thought he was saying he was better than me, but he's saying he never cared for what I was doing.
That's what he's telling you, probably, yeah.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. Wow. The house is, the court here and the legal stuff, it's all in your favor. Do you already know that?
No, this really worries me. When I phoned you, I was hoping that this would be, I'm amazed, and I'm so happy you've told me this.
Okay.
This is a big worry in my head.
It's all in your favor. He did something, or there's things there that are going to be in your favor and take care of you. I feel like is there a chance the house will be yours and the property?
That is a big chance. That's a 95%, I'd say.
That's what I'm feeling, like I'm getting a house or property.
Property, the house, yep.
Yeah, and I'm getting some money or something.
Yeah, not much money, but there is money involved.
It feels like it's a fund, like it's set up to give me money. They're not really handing it to me, but it's there for me to use, kind of.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's a fund or or some kind of a program or...
Yeah, that's possible that you're getting that. You know what you might be picking up?
Yeah.
The trusteeship. That is a hearing next week to find out who's going to be trustee. And I hope that I'll be appointed trustee. And that way, if I am trustee, I will be handling the money.
Okay.
Paying the bills and, you know, things like that.
Okay. That's how I'm feeling. Like there's going to be something set up to do something for you.
Okay.
And you're involved and you're connected to it. And I feel like I'm getting a house or a property. And I'm also feeling that, was there a business? Or was he a businessman?
No, he had no business sense at all.
Were you going to go into a business or do something?
No, not really. No, I don't have much business sense either.
What about school?
I work in a school.
Oh.
I'm a cleaner. I clean in the school.
Oh, that's okay. He's all right. He's showing me, he's making me feel like I'm making money connected to a school, and you're working in a school. Okay.
That's what I am, yep.
Okay, I thought you were learning something to open a business with. You see how hard it is to read sometimes?
I certainly do, yeah. I certainly do.
Okay, so that's what he's saying, all right. So you work in the school, and he just wants that acknowledged that it's him.
Yeah,
And he's making fun of how slow I am.
Oh, he's good cheek.
He's scratching his head. Yeah, this guy is funny. Yeah, he is funny. He's actually wondering how I got this job. Was he a professional?
No, he was a caretaker in the school, too. He worked in the school, too.
Mm. Oh, he worked for the school, too?
Yeah, he used to work in the school, too,
okay.
Yeah, as a caretaker.
He has some kind of a story about royalty, or did he ever claim he was connected to something bigger than... he actually was, or...
I remember, no.
I don't understand what this means.
No, I can't get that one.
I'm not sure. Funny guy, though. Let me get on with the readings. I don't want to get bogged down, because then it'll get...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... So the hearing's coming up, right, with the house and his estate?
Yeah.
I'm feeling 3 months. Did you say that was soon, right, within the next 3 months?
Yeah, actually, I would hope so. That would be terrific, yeah.
Okay, because I'm feeling like 3 months within the 3 months with this. And like I said, I feel like it goes in your favor. And I feel like there's a surprise there. I almost want to say that you might not have to clean no more. I don't know if it can get that good or he had something set up, but... I feel like I do something else. Like once this is settled, I go on and do something else. Almost like school. Instead of cleaning it, you're in there as a student, kind of. That's how I'm feeling. And and I'm looking ahead for you, and I can feel you doing something in business. I feel like you would do well if you were to open up a side business or study business. I don't know if you ever felt connected to it.
No, never did. Never, no.
Mm. interesting.
It's interesting,
now,
yeah.
Okay, now what about the aughts? Because I'm feeling like I can write, sing, or draw, or I got some abilities there, too. Does that make sense?
Say that again.
Hmm.
I think.
Interesting. You don't have an interest in art or writing or anything like that?
No, not really. Actually, someone did tell me I should write, funnily enough. Strangely enough, but I never paid attention.
Right. And there's definitely psychic abilities, but they want me to mix it with something, and I'm not sure what it is. I want to say writing, poetry or writing, but you have a connection to metaphysics, and I feel like it's many past lives.
Yeah, and, I could believe that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just
that
I'm trying to get into healing modalities.
Mm.
And I'm reading a lot on that. I've done nothing yet, just reading on it.
Hmm, okay. And you feel connected?
Oh, yeah, very much, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to see that increase. The pull into this is going to increase. And you do have abilities. And I would say healing is definitely one of them. You would do well in the healing arts. You would do well with Reiki or laying of hands or... meditation. Do you meditate, or?
No, I do, but because so much going on, you know, so much turmoil right now, I find it very, very difficult.
Mm, okay, I can hear that. Well, there's definite abilities there, and I feel like you're going to be doing a lot more with it, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
Make meditation one of them. Anything with transferring of energy, Reiki and healing is definitely the path I would want to go on.
Yeah.
What else would you need to know? Because I think we're going to be running out of time, and I don't want to leave you hanging.
No, I think that's it, Michael. You have really put my mind at rest. To know that things are going to work out for me is just completely what I wanted to know.
Okay. Okay, good. I just wanted to sweat I helped you a little bit.
You did help me a lot. Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much.
Okay, Catherine. God bless you. Take care.
You too.
All righty. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. That lady feels psychically strong to me. I got a feeling she's going to be a reader someday. Okay, Catherine, thank you for calling if you're still listening. All right. Michael Goger, if you're from the local area, listen up. Promote me as much as possible. Very important. Why, you say? Did I need it?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Mike?
Yeah?
How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
Francine. Remember me? Woodstock Witch? You don't remember me. I'm friends of Kathy Parinello. Oh.
From Catskill?
Yes. Kathy from Catskill.
Kathy. Yep. Okay.
How are you?
The Woodstock Witch. Where did I hear that before?
Because I've talked to you before.
Wow, I don't remember you, Francine.
Okay.
I take a pride in remembering everybody.
Well, you'll remember me. What you told me last time was a couple of months ago that by the end of December, I was going to be feeling better about myself and going on, and something's going to happen that's going to be good for me and so forth and so on. And I just want to tell you it did.
Oh, good.
I have a stronger faith, and I feel better about myself, and I'm glad I spoke to you.
Very good, Francine. What area in New York are you from?
Woodstock.
Oh, Woodstock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. And Francine, I'm feeling like it's going to continue. I feel very focused with you. I feel strong. I feel like I'm ready to take it on and negotiate. I keep hearing this for some reason.
Good.
Don't know why, but I'm just repeating it for now. And hang on for a second. I'll see if there's something else coming through.
Okay.
I appreciate the validation and you getting through, because I'm really pushing this in the local area.
Oh, you're wonderful.
You know,
you're
if
wonderful.
There's anything you can do in
Woods. To tell you the truth, I had very little faith in what you were saying.
Okay.
And then when it came through, I was flabbergasted.
Okay.
So I'm thrilled, and that's why I'm calling again. And
very
I'm calling
good.
To say thank you and to, you know, tell me some more if you can.
Okay, Francine. I appreciate that. And if there's anything you can do in Woodstock to get the show out there.
I would love you to be on the Woodstock station. I really would.
Well, can I get on there?
I don't know.
I'm trying. That's what we're doing now. My fingers are sore from typing. But anything, I mean, anything you can do in New York, and that goes for anybody else in New York that's
right.
listening.
Right. Well, I told you before, I have a lawn and landscape business.
Mm. Okay.
And I was sick. I had both hips replaced a couple of years ago, and my husband was just, I was sick for a while. I'm better now, and now he's sick. And, you know, he should be better. And I'm an Aquarius, and I really have
your emotional
strength, you know, and I push myself to keep going,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah. It's going to be, I'm getting you feeling better, and I'm also hearing your husband doing better. There's
good.
Definitely going to be an improvement in the relationship, the home, and with his health. So
wonderful.
Don't worry too much about that. I'm hearing a definite recovery. Did he have to? Is anybody going back and forth to clinic for treatment? I feel like I'm getting a treatment type thing or maintenance. I don't know if it's sugar or trying to stabilize.
I got very sick this last summer and I couldn't work. I was stung by bees and I went into anaphylactic shock, and the third time I almost didn't make it. Okay, so I am going back and forth for treatment for that, and I also have rheumatoid arthritis, which I'm taking care of.
That's like, okay, because I feel like there's a maintenance treatment, and I feel like that's, I'm hearing good news, good news.
Wonderful.
That there's going to be an increase in the recovery. Some of it's connected to stress. I don't know why, and we ain't got time to debate it, so keep that in mind. I want to seek out meditation, yoga, and Reiki.
Yoga and Reiki?
I would, yeah. I would go
Reiki.
Into Tai Chi, yoga, Reiki, meditation. These things would make you feel better and help your recovery.
Good.
Even if you do a little bit, even if you do one just a little bit, just kind of, you know, use it as an ally.
Okay.
The relationship is improving. Let me see. I want to say that there's... they're showing me a new baby now. It might be a family member or a neighbor or somebody close to you. So you might be running into a new baby coming or something like this. So
new baby
somebody
coming.
Trying or saying, guess what? Or and I'm feeling close to home with it. So it could be a family member, a nephew or a grandchild. Or, so just kind of keep that in mind. I just feel like there's another baby there or another kid. So... keep that in mind, and I'm also getting engagements, or is there an anniversary with you and hubby, or?
We just had our 40th
anniversary. Well, Christmas?
October 29th.
October, okay. And I'm hearing that's going to continue to be happy and satisfying.
Good.
There's going to be improvements there. Now, somebody you might know may be getting married or engaged, you might be involved in it.
Okay.
Sharing in the joy, so keep that in mind.
All right.
And work feels strong, maybe a little aggravating, but strong. I'm not really worrying about loss, separation, or going under. Actually, I'm feeling strong, solid, and negotiating. I'm out there making things happen. And that's the route I want to use. I want to verbalize things, and I want to negotiate for a better price or more work or make it work for me. I feel like I'm very active in livelihood and creating. So, and then some travel being delayed or rescheduled. If you got to go somewhere between now and, say, the next month and a half, check all the facts and figures. Make sure everything is the way it's supposed to be. And I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and everybody did what they were supposed to do, you know.
Okay.
All right. And that's about it, Francine. I think I'll let you go with that.
Okay.
And thank you for calling. Thank you for the validation.
Oh, anytime.
All right. And spread the word.
I will.
All righty.
Thanks again, Mike. I'll talk to you in a couple of months.
Good. Anytime. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. I told you about the promo at MySpace. If you're a Yahoo group member, you got a MySpace, put my tag on there, you go into a pool for a free reading. The newsletter is getting bigger and better than ever. My new co-host, Shannon Fossey, is going to entertain some questions through the newsletter. So I'm not quite sure how we're doing this yet, but she's offered, and it's in the newsletter. And we're going to learn how to do it while we're doing it. So I would recommend sending the questions to Shannon directly or Shailene. We're not quite sure how it's going to go, but we'll figure that out. Pal Talk, it's coming. Bear with me. It's a lot of work, and you just can't open a room and leave it there. There's a lot of responsibilities. So we are looking for volunteers. I will look. I'm asking for somebody to broadcast the Lisa Williams show May 1st for me into the Pal Talk room. I'd like to see that done. And maybe joining forces with somebody to keep a room open. And we can hang in there and do a lot of free stuff. Free is good. Let me know if you're interested. I will see you, what is today? I'll see you Sunday, the 9th. Take care and God bless. Thank you, everybody.